Pavia was well suited for defense. A tributary of the Po, the Ticino River, protected the southern border of the town. To the north of the town lay a broad triangular park. This huge ducal chase fanned outward from the town some 3 miles. The town's formidable fortress was built into the town's high walls and faced north to the park. A 15-foot wall surrounded the broad park and was fortified by towers, the most prominent of which was called the Torre del Gallo.
"They're splendid gloves," he said, making talk. "But don't you think it a great price for a pair of gloves, Miss Marston?"
"It is a good deal of money," she answered in a sweet, quiet voice, whose very tone suggested simplicity and straightforwardness. "But they will last you a long time. Just look at the work, Mr. Helmer. You see how they are made? It is much more difficult to stitch them like that, one edge over the other, than to sew the two edges together as they do with ladies' gloves."
Lord Arklay came easily down the road. About him the spring was as gaudy as the restraint imposed by English geography ever lets it be. The last village lay a couple of miles behind him. As far in front, he had been told, was a main road on which he could meet a motor bus to carry him near his destination. A casual conversation in a club had revealed to him some months before that in a country house of England there were supposed to lie a few yet unpublished legal opinions of the Lord Chancellor Bacon. Yevgeny Petrovich Bykovsky, the prosecutor of the circuit court who had just come back from a session and was taking off his gloves in his study, looked at the governess as she made her report and laughed.
"Seryozha, smoking," he said, shrugging his shoulders. "I can picture the little cherub with a cigarette in his mouth. Why, how old is he?"
7. You think it is not important, but at his age smoking is a bad and pernicious habit, and bad habits ought to be eradicated in the beginning.